Saturday marks World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and an organisation called Age Concern has launched a quiz to help people better understand this problem and how it manifests. Hani Naus is an elder abuse educator with Age Concern and joins me now in the Wellington studio. Hi there.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Hani. Thank you for coming in.
It's great to be here. It's a privilege to be on your show.
What exactly does that term elder abuse cover?
It covers any type of harm or distress caused to an older person, but by a person or an organisation that they trust.
Okay. Intentional and unintentional harm?
Intentional and unintentional, but often it's under the radar, and often it starts off very small and subliminally becomes bigger to become a major issue.
How major issue is it?
Major issue for up to 10% of older people experience some form of abuse in New Zealand, and that's a general statistic that occurs in other countries as well.
And who are likely to be perpetrating the abuse?
Age Concern sees a whole range of people who are abused, and of those, 4 out of 5 are actually family members who are abusing them. Age Concern sees obviously most of the abuse that happens in the community and some abuse that happens inside of rest home situations, but the majority of the abuse that Age Concern sees is perpetrated by family members.
It'll be very hard for a lot of people listening to understand that and certainly to relate to it.
I think it's like what used to happen with the idea of children. When we were very young, we were told about stranger danger, and it's only later that it became clear that for children, danger of abuse can happen within families, and it's a similar kind of picture with elder abuse. People automatically think of, oh, that happens in a terrible rest home, but the reality is that within our families, even if older people are not living with their families, the possibility of being abused by family members is much greater.
And like a child, they can be particularly vulnerable, right? And powerless.
Certainly vulnerable, but also powerless. And also the possibility of, if they speak up, then they lose any contact with their family. And for most older people, the younger generations are the most important people in their family, and they're ones who are going to be able to care for them and support them. So they're very unlikely to want to speak up about elder abuse if it's going to be part of being threatened to no longer have contact with their family.
What might abuse look like, Hani?
Usually it starts off very small. It might be, you know, we're short, we need a little bit of money to carry us through, or something bad's happened in the family, there's a family breakup, and obviously older people are the ones that we go to because they're the ones that have loved us all our lives, and they're the ones that have stood up for us when things have gone wrong. So younger generations do go to parents and grandparents and ask for help. And initially they might promise to pay back, or they might promise to only stay for a while they're in a bit of trouble. But then it progresses, and next thing, there's money missing, there's cars being used, there's loans not being repaid, or worse than that, that older people are actually being confined within their own homes and are not able to get out because family members are using not only their houses but also their cars and all their money to supplement their own needs rather than caring for the needs of the older person.
And what are the harms?
Psychologically, most abuse affects psychologically as well, but in half the cases that Age Concern sees, financial abuse is a part of that, and sometimes that is in loans not being repaid, but often it is in taking money that doesn't belong to the younger family member, and the older person tries initially to cover up, doesn't like to let people know that they haven't got money for things, but the older person will go without, won't go to the doctor, won't get their medication refilled, will reduce what they're spending on money in terms of just their food and everyday items, won't go out just to make sure that nobody else knows that this problem is happening within the family. That's why often elder abuse is a very hidden situation.
If you're listening and you've got a question or a comment on this, you can text me. 2101 is the text number. Do the abusers realise that what they're doing is abuse and that it's wrong?
Often in our society, ageism is such an undercurrent of what happens, is that older people are seen as the generation who are no longer being economically productive. They've had it good all their lives. Often they've got their own homes and younger people are struggling with deposits. So that there's this underlying factor that older people don't need it. Doesn't matter if they don't get new clothes, it doesn't matter, they don't need hearing aids or they don't need their teeth repaired because they're old, so why do they need that? So there's this underlying feeling that older people don't deserve it. They're a cost to the economy, they're a cost to the society.
And when we hear that word abuse, we tend to think of the worst, sexual or violent abuse, and you haven't mentioned that so far. Is that because you want to expand our understanding of what elder abuse is, or is the violence aspect of it not such a big problem?
Physical abuse does happen in 1 out of 5 cases that Age Concern sees, but it isn't always that obvious thing of someone being hit. Often it's much more subtle than that. It may be that medication is withheld or a person is being over-medicated to keep them calm and not being a bother to anybody. So physical abuse does happen, but it isn't the major kind of abuse that Age Concern sees. So that's why we want to expand people's understanding that abuse can happen in a range of forms, and underlying most abuse is that psychological threat that keeps older people from speaking up.
Because I guess the concept of asking your parents for money and bludging off them a bit and moving back in when times get tough, I mean, that might apply right through life. When does that become abuse?
It's the asking for extra. And it's not that older people aren't always wanting to try and help younger generations. It's what happens after that. If you ask them for a loan but you don't pay it back, or if you ask them to go guarantor so that you can buy a car and then skip the country and leave them with the debt, not only for the car but the interest for the loans not being repaid, then that's when it merges from kindness within families to abuse.
What do you want to achieve with World Elder Abuse Awareness Day?
We want New Zealanders to appreciate that this is a much broader issue than the ones that hit the headline, and that's why we've set up the quiz, which can be easily taken just on the first page of our webpage.
Yeah, we've got a link on our website.
Sure. And it's 10 easy questions, but they're questions that actually give us a sense that elder abuse is a much more common feature in our society, and it's something that we all need to speak up about and not just leave it to older people to get to that point that they cannot do but speak up, because that's too late usually.
You have to register to do the quiz, do you? I tried to do it before, but I got stuck at a registration page.
Just register very quickly with your name and with a password, and then you're straight in.
Okay.
And you can get a certificate at the end as well.
As well as awareness, what do you want to change? Is it the behaviour of people who are taking advantage of their elders?
Yes, but also a broader, wider discussion in our society about how ageism affects how we consider older people and how we consider the value of older people in our society, because it can be other family members and it can be neighbours, it can be anybody who can pick up that something's going wrong in a family situation. So we want people to start thinking about how might that look, rather than saying, oh, it's not my business, that's within their family. We don't have anything to do with that.
What could you do, though, honey, if you would know, wouldn't you, if someone next door was taking advantage of the elderly occupier? But, I mean, you can't really call the police and say, oh, this person's child is being mean to them.
Sure. And that's why we very much advocate the idea of ringing. There's an elder abuse helpline and age concerns throughout New Zealand. You can ring because often you need to talk it through. Sometimes it isn't as clear cut as saying that person's being abused, therefore this is what needs to happen. Often it needs to be talked through. So we're much more inclined to say, if you've got a hunch, if you've got a thought, as you say, if that neighbour, that young person seems to be taking advantage of that neighbour, ring Age Concern and talk it through, and you'll get advice about what needs to happen next, because sometimes it requires a much more gentle discussion than calling the police, who sending the police around is probably going to make it even harder for an older person to speak up. So you want to be able to do that in a way where you're encouraging the older person to talk in a much more open communication. And we can do that by meeting a person in their own home or meeting them outside their own home, if that's safer for them. But you want to be able to have that discussion of, is this a possibility, rather than, yes, this is definitely abuse, because we're never that sure.
Why do you do what you do, honey?
We all believe that older people have the same rights as anybody else in our society. Older people have contributed to this society in so many ways that are economically important, but are also socially important. And even now, much of the work that happens in this country, even if it's not paid, as involuntary ways, in the way that society actually needs the value, the wisdom, and the practical input that older people have into our society. So if we're saying that we want to be a kind society that values everybody, we need to value people from the time they're born until the time they die.
Honey, I'm going to throw you this one. Just came in via text, and you might not have thought about this, but you sound like a smart woman, so I'll see what you've got to say on it. Someone says the problem of elder abuse is why liberalising euthanasia laws is such a risk. Do you have a perspective on that? Okay, if you don't.
Certainly one of the issues around euthanasia is whether people's life is of value. When it comes to elder abuse particularly, often the psychological threat that sits below it is that older people have no value. And so when it comes to issues like whether life is valuable, we certainly say that anybody's life is valuable. Even if they need care and support at that stage, their life is still valuable. So when it comes to euthanasia, that is a big debate on a whole lot of other fronts. But from an elder abuse point of view, we would certainly argue that anybody's life has value, regardless of how that might be seen by a particular perpetrator.
You must see so many sad stories, honey. How often do you make what feels like progress, or do you feel like you're able to make a positive change for someone?
Often we are, because we don't come in as police who are sending people off to prison or anything like that. A lot of what we can do is actually talk with family members, and that's why we try to not come in as a legal force. We come in as a community organisation. That's what we are. We're not affiliated to any government service as of right, and so we can talk to people. And often our work, in fact, most of our work doesn't just happen with the older person. Most of our work works with a group of people that includes the older person, family members, but it can be other organisations as well. It can be GP agencies. It can be other community organisations that are involved. So our work is actually productive in trying to reduce elder abuse, but also to ensure that families can stay together. Because the one thing that older people don't want is they don't want to speak up about elder abuse if it's going to be at the cost of their family connection. So we're much more concerned that family connections can stay together by being able to work together with families towards change.
Nice to chat with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Honey Nouse, who's an elder abuse educator with Age Concern. If you'd like to do the quiz ahead of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, there's a link on our website.